Congrats on being a professional baseball player for the first time yesterday.
Hey Ben, hey JD, appreciate you guys having me on, and thank you, man. Thank you. Yeah, it was good to finally get the first one under the belt for sure.
Was it weird?
Honestly, kind of. Yeah, it almost didn't like feel real. I remember, I think it was like the sixth or seventh inning. After I got hit by the pitch, I was at first base and I was just looking around. And I remember looking at a coach and I was like, "Wow, like this is actually pretty cool, huh?" And he was like, "Yeah, like it's been a long time." And it was just a good atmosphere last night, just being able to, suit up, play an opposing team, and have fans there enjoy the game. It was awesome.
Yeah, I got to imagine just a little bit because even when we were seeing your guys' stats and all the reports come through yesterday, I'm like, but this is still alternate site, right? This is, like I haven't even accepted that you guys are playing real baseball games yet. So it makes sense to me that it would take till like the sixth inning before you kind of felt like you were doing the same.
Right. Yeah. No. It honestly it did in a sense, because even before the game, I mean, usually first game of the season, you're amped up, that adrenaline's kicking, and it was kind of weird. It was a weird opening day, but it was a good one.
I'm sure you put a lot of stock into those at bats you had at the alternate site, and apparently, like the competition was super tough. I mean, Blue Jays have some pretty good pitching prospects, and you got to face Alek Manoah and maybe
Right.
some Nate Pearson time to time. Like that's a pretty good test, I guess. But the pressure you put on yourself, how different is it compared to now that because we don't really know what's happening at the alternate site, right? Like, you guys know, and the organization knows, and they're the people making the decisions on what happens to your career. But for the public, we can't say, "Hey, call this guy up because he's killing it at the alternate site," because we have no idea. Now we know if you go on a tear here in Double A, we'll be pounding the table that you should be in the major leagues.
Yeah, I mean, for me, that's not really. Of course, that's my focus, that's my end goal. But right now, I'm really just trying to take it day to day, trying to enjoy my time here, trying to improve, and just trying to win as many ball games here in New Hampshire that I can.
Yeah, and one of the things that, so like, we don't know, yeah, this is the first time we've gotten a chance to talk to you, so it's pretty cool. But one of the things that's always been said about you is that you're just like this highly competitive, highly driven guy. And that's a huge part of what the Jays liked about you. And yeah, why it is so reasonable to be optimistic about your career is that you're one of the dudes who just like puts the work in and yeah, is just a baseball rat. And I almost wonder if it was like, when you go scuba diving and you have to have like the different pressure when you start to go down, like where you're like, okay, you got to take your time. Because yeah, I'm guessing that that was probably one of the things that you just missed the most and all this. It's like, okay, cool, alternate training site and you're trying to measure yourself and you're trying to prove yourself, but really it's not real competition and you were basically just like missing that rush for a long ass time and how it must have felt in that game and in that moment and moving forward, just be like, oh right, I like competing and I like winning at things and I like being good at them and I like working hard and having it be in a game and be practical.
Right, no, right, exactly. I mean, having been over a year and a half of just like inter squads and scrimmages,
Practice,
it
yeah.
even though they were still competitive, of course, but it's still that different jersey us versus you type deal that we were missing out on for so long. So it was, like I said, it was so good just to be able to go back out on the baseball field and just be able to compete, just simply compete with your guys and, just try to win ball games.
Yeah, so we were intrigued and ecstatic when you fell to the Blue Jays at five,
Oh, yeah.
because everybody we talked to in evaluating who the Blue Jays could get at that position talked about you being the top position player, and man, there's no way they're gonna get him. And we saw what happened, and you
We
landed
didn't
there at
get to know
five.
you at all because there was no potential that you were going to be a Blue Jay.
Right.
That's what it was when people were preparing for this.
Well, so yeah, let's maybe start there. What was your feeling when you saw you slip down the draft order a little bit and land with the Blue Jays?
I mean, it was an opportunity, and that's really all I wanted at the end of the day. It didn't matter whether it was the first, fifth, 10th. I just needed an opportunity to be able to go out and play baseball and chase my dreams. So for me, I was ecstatic because fortunately, that was one of two teams that I actually did want to get drafted by, which was Miami, just because I'm from Florida, and then Toronto, just because of a fellow teammate, Phil Clark. that's in the org was just telling me how he loved it there, and I've only heard great things about Toronto and the organization itself. So it's exciting to be able to go north of the border and play for a country, actually, you know, just a state or a city.
There's not the like laundry list of names that you get with some guys who fall down the draft. Like, you're not Aaron Rodgers, where he ends up, what did Aaron Rodgers get picked, 30th, where you just have the name guy after guy after guy. But can you name all the guys that were picked in front of you?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Wait, so are you like, wearing number five? Yeah, yeah, like the yeah. most guys that do that,
yeah.
like the Alex
are you doing
Bregman,
the Bregman
who wears...
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Bregman thing.
What number are you wearing?
Oh, he wore... Well, oh, I'm wearing 16 from okay. the number okay. I had at Vandy. Yeah. Yeah. Is that why he wears number five, really?
No, yeah, he wears number two.
Number two, yep.
He wears number two because he went second in the draft, and it pisses him off constantly that he went second in the draft and that he thinks he should have gone one. And honestly, man, like, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. Like, you look at your numbers and, your accolades, and it's just like, yeah, you wanted to go. Like, I'm sure you wanted to be a Blue Jay, right? Like, no Blue Jay fan is going to listen to this and say, oh, man, Austin Martin wanted to go first overall. That means that he didn't want to be a Blue Jay. It's like, no. It's like, you're a competitive guy, and you want the guy who wants to go first overall. We say this all the time. It's like, you want the guy who believes that he's the best player in the draft class and that he falls to you. And, dude, there was so much excitement about your pick because, again, it's always one of those things where anytime you get the guy who people say could be the best player in the draft in a slot where it's below and – we'll be honest that especially the Mariners pick, I think, in front of the Blue Jays, like, shocked a lot of people, and they were thinking, oh, boy, or what is it, not the
no,
Mariners.
No, it was the Orioles took an outfielder.
Orioles, that's it, yeah. Orioles. Orioles right in front that did the big surprise move, and everyone thought they were definitely going to go get you. It changed, and it's like, all of a sudden, when you're that guy that slips and gets taken, it just immediately makes you just like a fan favorite. I wonder, have you felt that? Like, have you already felt sort of the presence of how big a deal it was to this baseball market when you fell to that spot and how in some ways it has been advantageous to you in terms of just, yeah, star power already?
Not necessarily. I mean, I guess I haven't really focused or paid attention too much on it. I mean, it happened so long ago, I really don't even reflect on it that much anymore. I've kind of moved past it and just trying to look ahead right now. Just trying to focus on what the next goal is.
So what is that next goal? Like, what are you working on right now? Because I think for a lot of people, the question is, like, where are you going to play on defense?
Right now, I mean, I'm taking reps at both center field and short. But, I mean, long term, whatever fits best for the Blue Jays organization and the Blue Jays club is where I'll be in the future. If you're asking me for my own personal opinion, whatever's going to help this organization win ball games is probably where I'll be. So I honestly don't necessarily know. I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, and that's probably a smart way to look at it. Talking to Austin Martin, what can you tell us about your offensive profile? Are you going to get on base three times a game like you did yesterday? Because that's good. I like that. But, yeah, as far as your strike zone recognition, are you a patient hitter? How much a part of your game is the power element? Like, how would you describe your offensive profile?
I mean, every time I'm in the box, I plan to do damage. Every time, I mean, I have a plan as a hitter, so I think that's why I'm such a good hitter is because I have a plan. Sometimes I'm patient when it's necessary. Sometimes I'm aggressive. I just take a different approach to it when I'm in the box. I don't try to do too much. I don't label myself as a home run hitter, even though I know I'm more than capable of doing so. Yeah, man, I just like to put the ball right on the barrel. That's what kind of hitter I am.
Also, a smart play. So JD mentioned it. You played center field yesterday. Jordan Groshans played shortstop. You guys are apparently going to alternate playing that position. I know you played a little bit of third base. What is happening in these off days, and what position are you working most on? How are they doing that? Because it's a little bizarre. Usually you get a prospect, and they don't always stay at a position that they start at, but they start and they work as hard as they can at one of the premier defensive positions, and then when they prove that they can't handle that position, they get moved off of it, or there's someone blocking them that they move off of it. But to have two top prospects working at the same time at the same position, how is that working in a practical sense?
I mean, it's working just fine, honestly. I mean, the Blue Jays wouldn't have thrown this at me and Jordan if they didn't think that we were more than capable of handling it. So, I mean, right now, I put a lot of emphasis on both infield and outfield, but right now I've been focusing a lot at short.
So JD and I have talked about moving to the United States during this garbage stuff that's happening here north of the border and just waiting this thing out and going to see real sporting events. That seems like very appealing. We haven't done it. We haven't pulled the trigger on it. A good place to end up, though, would be New Hampshire right now, because that team that you're playing on is stacked. And I think game one was a pretty good indication of what we could be watching there in Double A all season long. What's it like to be in a situation where you've got basically all the top prospects in this organization and guys that a lot of people are dreaming on? They're all together, and you all have a chance to do something really special.
Man, it's honestly great. Like, it's an honor just to be around this group of guys that we have this season. We're going to have a lot of fun. I think that we know that. But we're also going to have our, you know, we're going to have our downs too. And I think that, you know, the energy that these guys bring to the field every day, just the environment, the clubhouse, just the entire vibe of it all, it's good, and it's going to be a really good season.
How are you enjoying New Hampshire? You're a Florida guy. All I know about New Hampshire is that the state motto is live free or die, which sounds good.
Wow. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it says on the license plates, at least.
I was going to say, what do you know about Canada? Like, when you found out you were moving, like, it was like, oh, eventually you're going to be in Canada. You're like, okay, I know the organization. And you did the thing where it's like, everybody teaches you as soon as you get here. It's like, hey, man, say the thing where it's like, you're not just playing for a city, you're playing for a country. It's like, all right,
yes,
got it.
Yes, you hit
it,
that.
Got it.
Good job.
It's like, you got, you hit that note. That's our, like, our favorite note. Everybody loves it. Now people in Saskatchewan love you.
Yes.
I know you don't probably know where that is, but you'll find out something. You'll find out when they make you go on something called the Winter Tour, and you're going to be like, wait, what? Like,
yeah, you
no,
play,
winter,
you
I want to go to
curling.
Florida. Yeah, they're going to go, no, we want you to be here where it's freezing cold, dude, and fly around the country and meet some fans from some other places. Yeah, don't worry. It's going to work out. You're going to love it. So, yeah, just Canada overall, Toronto overall. Like, had you ever traveled here as a kid? Like, had you ever come up here before? Like, when you step foot in Canada, will it be the first time? What do you know?
Okay, so, yes, technically I've been in Canada. I was in Rogers Center after I got drafted at the spring training 2.0, but I feel like that doesn't necessarily count because we were in that bubble. So like, I can only see Toronto from my hotel window. You know what I mean?
It's beautiful here.
Really clean, really pretty city. But I mean, it looked nice from outside or from inside. But no, I haven't gotten my chance to experience it. But I've only heard great things about it.
Yeah, it's pretty great. Eventually, when you can do things, which hopefully we'll be able to.
Right.
When you can leave the hotel room, when you can leave the hotel room, you can go to like places to eat and actually do things. You'll love that. Right now, don't come here. It's it's fine. It's fine where you are, bro.
Austin,
yeah, I'll take your advice on that.
Yeah, and you'll love it. And hopefully, it happens for you and us sooner rather than later. Congrats on the start down in Double A, and best of luck going forward. Thanks for doing this.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me on.